Speaking of weapons of mass destruction, how important is it, given the original rationales for the war of disarming Saddam of those weapons, that we find significant caches of weapons of mass destruction? And secondly, are you concerned at all that...
Why don't we start doing one question at a time? There's so many people here, and we're doing two and three. Everybody seems to want to do two.
Are you concerned that...
Let me get this one, write this one down. How important is it that we find a lot, I think you said, of
significant caches of weapons of mass
destruction? What's the next
one? Are you
one?
Concerned that those weapons might have been shipped out of the country, gotten in the hands of terrorists?
You bet. On the latter portion, you bet we're concerned about it. And one of the reasons it's important is because the nexus between terrorist states with weapons of mass destruction, in this case chemical and biological and nuclear technologies and knowledge, and terrorist groups, networks, is a critical link. And the thought that as part of this process, some of those materials could leave the country and in the hands of terrorist networks would be a very unhappy prospect. So it is important to us to see that that doesn't happen.
What about the rationale for the war? Is it important in that sense that we find them?
We are in the process of trying to liberate that country, and at the moment where the war ends and the coalition forces occupy the areas where those capabilities, chemical and biological weapons, are likely to be, to the extent they haven't been moved out of the country, it obviously is important to find them. But I don't quite get the thrust of the question.